D&M Leasing Studios, you're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, Ben Peoples is in the Rangers clubhouse per Evan Grant. That is whom the Rangers recently traded for, bullpen arm. Maybe we get a roster move here before the game starts. We'll have Jared coming up with us at the top of the hour. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafal, the Super Bowl champion scout, Brian Broaddus, and you, along with Lucius Alexander, back in master control. We got Austin Nix coordinating our video. You can watch us on Twitch and on YouTube. Thank you so much for all the interaction here on the text, 877-881-1053. What are you getting into on this 4th of July weekend? But we got to talk some football. I know we need our fix. Let's go ahead and hit it right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Did you ever participate in the viral ice bucket challenge when it was going around? I think it was, what, like 2014? It was really, really popular?
I did.
You got iced?
We were doing it. Where was I? It was at DallasCowboys.com. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what we were doing.
So former NFL running back Chris Johnson, who came out this week and said, you know, he's got ALS. No, but it was for ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Okay.
It was to bring awareness to ALS and try and raise money. So according to the ALS Therapy Development Institute, the drive helped raise an estimated $135 million in the United States and $220 million worldwide in the fight against ALS, which gained popularity back in the summer of 2014. So now Chris Johnson is bringing back the Ice Bucket Challenge to raise awareness of ALS as he is fighting the fatal nervous system disease. So we're going to start to see it. And I mean, I participated. I think that was my, I was back in college at UNT in our dorm room. Me and my buddy were just like, all right. And then you got to go and nominate somebody else. So like we nominated each other and then just went on from there and there and there. So hopefully it raises money for a good cause. And gosh, I haven't been able to start really thinking about that interview with Chris Johnson. And then all the highlights that have come back out, you just remember just how freaking dominant he was, CJ2K. And now, gosh.
It's as heartbreaking as anything you'll ever see.
Such a debilitating disease.
That interview with Michael Strahan and how quickly it has zapped him of everything. It feels like we just saw him at the Super Bowl like 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
And he's sitting down. I think he was sitting down with Reggie and doing a Houston hit with them. And it was like, oh, my gosh, there's CJ2K looking exactly how you would imagine he would look. And then now you wake up and the dude has deteriorated in such a heartbreaking way. And the idea that something like that could just be lurking around the corner for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like all of a sudden you can wake up and start to literally decay like that. Like that is, because usually you're like, okay, let me make sure I'm doing X, Y, and Z to prevent something. But this just kind of snaps and decides you're my victim right now. And I don't know that there's really anything you can do. I know a lot of people had suggested just the nature of football and how the concussion stuff can.
Yeah.
And that is another eye opener when it comes to seeing players dealing with concussions and having to really give them grace there in their recovery, because it really can affect you in the biggest of ways.
No doubt.
Years down the line. And this isn't even CJ2K 40 years after his career.
Yeah.
He's still in the prime of his life.
I mean, it is.
It really is just gut-wrenching,
it
dude.
Is. It's so sad. I mean, he's talking with his eyes. He can't even, you know, speak. He's using his eyes and the machine to talk. It's, oh, my gosh.
Well, and how strong he is, just the way that he's talking about his attitude about all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it has been the darkest of times
you have your children. I can understand what a motivator
beautiful family.
That is.
Gosh, he's got four kids. Yeah. I just can't even stomach what that is and what that's like for them right now, dude.
Well, if we're just going to stick on, like, sad stories, the Calais Campbell stuff is... Wow. Did you guys see this? Like, yesterday, we didn't have time to get to it.
I was hoping you were going to pivot to some kind of pizza pocket herpy on your lip.
No. I mean, gosh, honestly, that probably would have been a better story than this. But Calais Campbell's mother was found dead.
The brother have something to do with it?
The brother has been charged with murder. Yeah. Yes.
What the hell, dude?
Police found their 71-year-old mother dead at their home in Atlanta during a welfare check. His family told police that he struggled with mental illness, his brother, that is, and now an arrest warrant for Nateel Campbell. Her throat was cut, and the brother was found in possession of a knife. Officers found her unresponsive when they arrived at the house, according to a police statement. And the brother of Calais Campbell, who's 41 years old, was booked into the Fulton County Jail, where he was being held without bond, and waived his initial court hearing yesterday on charges including aggravated assault and murder. Just such a disaster of a situation.
Yeah, it's,
can't even imagine that.
That's insane, dude. Mm. And Calais Campbell, now, I mean, I don't know.
Amazing how long he's played, though.
I know. I mean,
what, in 20 years? It's such a high level, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, such a high level as
still
a player.
Still a good player.
Yeah.
Really, really is. Now, this is a we're going to stick with the defensive line. A trade that I saw circulating today, and it's Max Crosby back in the news.
Oh, here we go.
And we've heard about two teams that are kind of, you know, maybe waiting in the Max Crosby sweepstakes wings, and it's the Niners and the Eagles. Hmm. But this is Las Vegas Raiders insider Vinny Bonsignor. I don't know if I'm saying his last name right. But
I don't know Vinny.
He's a household name in the insider Bonsignori. World.
Bonsignori. The framework for a San Francisco 49ers and Raiders trade involving star pass rusher Max Crosby would be the Niners get Crosby. The Raiders receive a 2027 first-round pick, a 2028 second-round pick, and Mykal Williams, who is going into year two.
Wow.
And was just, I think, the 10th overall pick by the 49ers in the first round a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Dang,
that's a lot.
That does feel like a lot here. I don't know if I was. I mean, I don't know. Even just thinking about it from a Cowboys perspective, like, I don't even really want the Cowboys to get in these Max Crosby waters before the season starts, unless they just get an unbelievable, hey, we'll trade him to you for like a mid-round pick or something. But for a haul that they're trying to get like this here, I'm at the point where I would just want to let the season start. I'm going to be confident that the Raiders are going to be sucking and selling at the deadline. And if Max Crosby shows that he is still the same or similar version of himself and he's bounced back after the knee issue, then I would feel better about trying to swing a trade for him in the middle of the season.
We talked about this in Love of the Star today a little bit about the Max Crosby and when would you think about going? Because Eric and I had some questions about the pass rush.
Yeah.
And
just overall for the
Cowboys. Overall, we were kind of going through the positionals. We were going through Warren Sharp's rankings and stuff. So we were trying to kind of get a gauge for that. But that sounds a little much.
Yeah, right?
It sounds a little much. Now, I can understand given the one and the two.
But also the player. Just was a first-round pick?
That's where I would be, and I wonder.
It's basically two first-round picks and a second-round pick.
Yeah, and exactly. This is from a Raiders person on their side of it.
Sure.
So who knows if the 49ers are thinking the same way you are, which I would think they are. It's like, you want the player or do you want the picks?
Yeah.
You're not getting both. What would.
At least let me get, like, Paul George in return.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, can we play a little game here then?
Yeah.
Let's take the Cowboys roster,
okay?
Do the trade, but do it from a Cowboy angle with the same picks and then the player.
So it's Ezeraku?
Yeah, it would be Ezeraku. Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Or it'd have to be Malachi Lawrence.
Definitely don't want to do
first
that.
Round.
Yeah.
But no, I'll give you a one and I'll give you a one.
Yeah.
But I mean,
would you do a one today for Crosby?
I would. Yeah, I would. I think Crosby's going to be fine.
Okay.
I think I get it. I totally understand the doctors saying, like, the long-term concern here. I don't care about the long-term concern. I'm looking at, I got, like, a 2 to 3 year window here, especially with the uncertainty of George Pickens. Like, I look at my roster, I think this thing's ready to go now. I just saw Seattle win this conference, and they were, we just heard in Infinity Sports, they were 60-1 odds this time last year. Like, you can go and get this, all right? Any year, it can be your year. Go and be aggressive.
Does it have to be Ezeraku? I mean, just do it without thinking about, say, making it a defensive end. Think it just about another player.
Well, they need receivers. I mean, if they would want, I don't know, would they want a Flannoy or a Pickens? I don't know.
That's the thing about it is, if you have no intent in doing it, if you have no intent in signing Pickens, which they evidently don't, do you trust Flannoy enough to be the two right now?
I think he would be fine. But, I mean, clearly it's your offense is not, you know, what you're thinking of the juggernaut that it's going to be.
Warren right. Sharp this morning, I learned, had the Cowboys skill players.
Mm-hmm. Pass
ranked,
catchers.
Pass catchers ranked number one.
Yeah.
Out of all 32 teams.
I mean, look, all you can do is look at what Ryan Flannoy did what would when he they was be, given his opportunities.
What would they be without Pickens? What would they be ranked without Pickens? If you said it was if it was Lamb, Flannoy, and Ferguson, right?
Yeah.
Is that how it all worked out?
Yeah. I mean, I think you go from number one to
10.
Yeah, I think you're flirting with, are you still in the top 10?
I mean, because Cincinnati's definitely going to be ahead of you. The Rams will be ahead of you. The Vikings will probably be ahead of you. Otherwise, I mean,
Seattle?
Seattle's probably ahead of you, right? Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are the teams that come, like, right to the top of my mind. But I think
But it also, so your run game suffers. Because defenses right now.
But it didn't in the games that CD was out. Maybe
the
Carolina.
The run game didn't suffer.
Carolina was the only game that they really struggled to run the football in. You know? Pickens isn't some, like, amazing blocking receiver.
No, it's just that defense is, like, you got to play in a two-high shell.
I understand that aspect of it.
Every play, if I know Lamb and Pickens are on the field, I can't screw around with trying to stop the run because I'm about to get a 50-yard bomb ski
on me.
That's
totally fair.
You know, so I do think the presence of Pickens and Lamb together opens up things in your run game in a way that it just simply wouldn't without Flannoy.
I would offer
or without Pickens.
I would offer one in Pickens.
That's a lot
to the Raiders.
Would you really?
Yeah.
A first round pick and Pickens?
Yeah.
For Max Crosby right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, dude. You think Crosby's going to have a bigger impact on your team than Pickens?
I think he absolutely will. Yes. I do. I think to me, we're right now the thing that is holding this, and I know Pickens was incredible last year, but the one thing that is holding you back is this defense. You add him to this defense. Where'd Sharp have this defense ranked overall? Where did he have him ranked overall? And then where would you, you know,
yeah,
like, I mean, was it 19? Where did he have him? Remember, you and I, it was 17?
For which
position?
For the defensive line. For the front seven?
It was 17. You put Max Crosby on this defensive line, you might have a top.
I mean, I wish
you might have a top 10 defensive line.
If Al Davis was still there, I'd be sending him, like, did you see what Sam Williams can do out here? This freak athletic. Yeah.
He'd be getting Turpin just, right now.
Oh yeah,
he'd Turpin, be doing a one Sam for one Williams. With Turpin. Just speed.
It just depends on how much faith you have in Flannoy.
I think I'd go at two in GP.
Well, and
I think a one and GP is a lot.
And it's how much faith you have in Crosby's health right now.
Yes, fair.
Which is a bit of a mystery.
Sure, which is why I think ultimately you're right. I think that they would probably wait to the deadline. But I would love to get him here.
You have no intention right now of signing Pickens. You have none. Am I making this up?
But we're also in this world where we're trying to capitalize on right now with the Dak contract.
Yeah, and you
everything.
Have no.
So I don't think I'm winning the Super Bowl with just one of them.
I think, and I had this discussion this morning about worrying about the defensive ends in the pass rush.
No, I know, but that you're replacing one problem with another. I think. Like, I would if I'm trading for Max Crosby right now and I'm the Cowboys, I don't want to put Pickens in there because I'm trying to go all in for right now. I don't know what Max Crosby's given me in 27. I'm banking on 26 being the year. So I'm going to need Max Crosby and Pickens right now. And then whatever happens after that, so be it. If Pickens walks and Crosby can't walk anymore after the season, it is what it is.
Your way of thinking about it, because you've got a player that might walk for free, I get.
Yeah.
It's just a one and the player is rich, in my opinion.
See, that, but what you're doing is, like you're saying, and I know Eric's trying to go in and all that.
Which I get that.
Man, we have so many questions about this defense.
We do, and we'd feel a lot better.
You add Max
like Crosby
to this thing, I think it answers a lot of. Maybe your pass, maybe your secondary is better because Max Crosby is rushing the passer. No, plus he's playing like
the run defense.
He plays the run defense.
No, listen, this isn't an indictment on Crosby at all. He makes your defense a heck of a lot better.
Your apprehension is only because of injury. Yeah. Or because of his health.
The health factor. And because, like, Pickens does matter a ton. I really don't want to have to give up Pickens right now because I think
they've kind of told you what they think of Pickens. Isn't that sad?
It is. It is. Yeah. And it's not just them. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. That's the way they have it. All right, we'll get back and do we can pick some of this up. We'll do a mixed bag coming up at 4:40-ish, but we're going around the rim?
Yeah, the Mavs miss on a score. The balance of power is shifting, and we grade this potential NBA rule change next in the nation.